Moving now from silly bands to something else the kids are wild about, in this case, hip-hop. We have a review of an album from a rap music newbie called Drake. Drake's debut was released today, and it's called Thank Me Later. Yohanse Sarant gave it a listen.
Aubrey Drake Graham has been hailed as hip-hop's newest golden child. You may know him as Jimmy Brooks, the basketball star from Degrassi High, The Next Generation, a popular Canadian teen drama.
Jimmy, hey. How are you holding up? Post-Hazel, I heard you guys broke up.
I don't know, not to sound Dr. Phil or whatever, but we grew apart.
Well, goodbye, Jimmy. Hello, Drake, the actor-turned-rapper. It usually works the other way. Think Will Smith, Mos Def, 50 Cent, but Drake's a different breed of MC. He's half Jewish, half black, and grew up in an upper-middle-class Toronto neighborhood. If you listen to Top 40 Radio, you most definitely heard his blowout hit last year, Best I Ever Had, off the mixtape So Far Gone.
You know you got a roommate, call me when there's no one there. Put the key under the mat and you know I'll be over there. I'll be over there, shout it, I'll be over there. I'll be hitting all the spots that you ain't even know was there.
So Far Gone was re-released as an EP and became the fifth best-selling album of 2009. Unheard of for a mixtape. Drake instantly garnered a huge fan base and was signed to Lil Wayne's label, Young Money Entertainment. His debut album, Thank Me Later, has been highly anticipated by hip-hop heads worldwide. So, when it was leaked on the internet a couple weeks ago, there was a mad rush to download it.
Money just changed everything. I wonder how life without it would go. From the concrete, who knew that a flower would grow? Looking down from the top and it's crowded below. My 15 minutes started an hour ago.
The album starts with Fireworks, featuring Alicia Keys, a bittersweet toast to Drake's rapid climb to fame. The whole album has a lot of dreamy melodies and electric synths, and its down-tempo pace keeps up until the fourth track and current radio single, Over.
All right, bottles on me, long as someone drank it.
Over is a braggadocious rap about living life without a care and making money and a few witty punchlines to boot.
Said it all, Jada Pinkett. I shouldn't have drove. Tell me how I'm getting home.
Drake rhymes with Jay-Z on Light Up. The two address the stresses of the music industry, haters, and yes, the hard knock life of being famous.
Even when the sun goes down, I'ma make it go.
Ow, hoes turning heads like owls. I'm the man of the ow. Triple entendre, don't even ask me how. Con Edison floor connected to a high power.
And the album ends with Thank Me Now, produced by Timberland, Drake's most insightful and lyrically consistent song. He raps about his music idols being rivals, the harsh reality that fame can go at any time, saying, in case another chance never comes around,
you can thank me now. Go ahead. Thank me later. Yeah, I know what I said.
Drake's Thank Me Later is a simple pop hip-hop album. For an MC whose buzz was so powerful for the last year and a half, the overall product is, well, pretty weak. Everything is redundant, musically and lyrically. Drake raps about what he knows, the pressures of celebrity life, but not convincingly enough for us to feel him or feel for him.
Drake's album, Thank Me Later, is out today. Our reviewer is Los Angeles-based writer Yohanse Sarant.
This is NPR.